Good evening, everyone. So this evening, we'll be considering a passage from Galatians chapter 1, and I'll read from verses 9 and 10, okay, as per the text here. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you, then that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. So I've entitled this devotion to be a servant's heart. Okay, taken from the two verses here. All right, so the context of the text is regarding the preaching of false doctrine in the Galatian churches. They are part of the churches in the province of Galatia in Central Asia Minor, today's modern Turkey. The Galatian churches were first founded by Paul during his first missionary trip. So let's consider Paul's rebuke to the Galatians by asking the motive of their service. Or their service well. We are the two questions. So first question was, is it to purpose of the service? Is it to persuade men? That's to win favor of men so that he'll be well-liked? Second question, or is it to please men, to make them happy, satisfy their needs? So our service is not to win men to ourselves, not to bring one man to the obedience of another person. So like this case, to use false doctrine to bring others to the obedience of a man. So instead, our motive for service is to honor God, to please him as a servant of Christ. As we read from verse 10, so the Greek word for servant here is doulos, means to bind or willingly bind to the master, a willing slave or bond servant. So this evening, we ask ourselves this question. So what does it mean to be a servant of Christ? How can someone know you are the servant of Christ? So in this age of narcissism and self-glorification, one may seek his own agenda, even when assuming the role of a servant. So let's consider what is a servant's heart, as we learn 3 points from the book of Galatians. Right. So these are the 3 points I'll be sharing with you this evening. So a servant will stay faithful. Right. In Galatians 1:6, Paul mentioned that I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him, from Christ, that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Okay, you are so fast removed from Christ unto another gospel. So we need to stay faithful in defending the gospel and faithful in obeying God. Do not be like the Galatians who were taken in by false doctrines very soon and very easily. So in verse 6, as we read here, Paul mocked their lack of steadfastness, their lack of faithfulness. He subsequently called them foolish or foolish Galatians in chapter 3. So we need to understand that when we serve, there'll be difficult moments. It is a spiritual service. Hence, it's also a spiritual warfare. We need servants who are spiritually mature and see the spiritual perspective in service. We cannot leave our post each time when we face adversity. So imagine you're a frontline soldier fighting Ukraine. Would you leave your post because it's difficult, because it's cold, or weather is bad? So one will not leave his post because it's difficult and let the enemy cross into the cities and hurt your loved ones. And we learn from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So a servant will not quit unless he was relieved by the master. Okay, a servant will trust in his master's provision, stay faithful and steadfast to the end. The second point I'd like to share with you is that a servant will be spirit-led. That's taken from chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So here, Paul reminded us that as a child of God, as a servant of Christ, we need to be spirit-led. Serve in the zeal, power, and wisdom of God. It is a spiritual service, and we cannot use secular ways to serve God. You know, many of us are exposed to the ways of the world every day. We need to be discerning not to bring the world into the church. We have been called unto liberty, but we must not use liberty for an occasion to the flesh. So here Paul gave the warning in chapter 5 as well, in verses 19 to 21, to watch the following behaviors that should not be found in the house of God. And I'll read the three verses to you. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, we talk about sexual desire, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, that's to create discord or disagreement, emulations, to imitate and create rivalry and jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions. Seditions, we're talking about uproar or fightings, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, partyings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as he have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So when we are spirit-led, we obey the fruit of the spirit instead of the works of the flesh. Paul reminded us in Galatians 5:24 that they are Christ, truly born again. That means have crucified the flesh with affections and lusts. So a servant will serve according to the bestowment of the master, led by the spirit, bearing the fruit of the spirit and serving others with grace. So finally, the third point is that the servant will submit to others. Okay, we learned that from chapter 6, verse 3. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. So here Paul said that we cannot overestimate ourselves. To the extent that we became proud, we became a stumbling block and became ineffective in our service. Paul dedicated his life in obedience to God. He submitted himself to God as a servant of Christ. So using the example of Paul, let me just further elaborate. Though he was highly educated and talented, he evangelized and preached in humility. He lived and served in humility. Philippians 3:8, Paul also taught us that, yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Here, Paul encourages us to win Christ. To win Christ and not to win men. Not to please men or to persuade men. Paul served where the needs are, not where he thinks he will shine. He served in humility, also submitted to others, to the fellow apostles, fellow missionaries. The gospel only prosper when a servant serves in fear and reverence to the master and in love and in submission to one another. So I just end off by saying that a servant of Christ will serve in submission because of the awareness of his smallness and the greatness of his master. So allow me just in closing, remind all of us here, as a servant of Christ, we need to have a servant's heart. The motive is not to please men but to persuade men. But may we continue to focus on Christ, keeping our eyes on him, who is the author and finisher of our faith. From 1 Samuel 12:24, only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he has done for you. Thank you and may the Lord bless our hearts that we continue to serve him in fear and reverence and always have a servant's heart as we honor him. Thank you.